Greetings, this is Tyler McFeeters with your News Gazette, dated Friday, November 28th, 2025. We'll begin today with the front page, Meeting Minutes and More, Report Card Edition, Head of the Class. Let's hear it for the students and staff at St. Joseph Middle School, who smiled for Robin Scholz's camera after bringing home another exemplary state report card, their third in a row. The proud Panthers are in good company. 10 of the area's 144 other public schools also received the most desired designation from the Illinois State Board of Education, including 4 in Mahomet, 2 in Cisna Park, 2 for the Prairie View Ogden District, and 2 high schools with histories of high marks, Monticello and St. Joseph Ogden. Story by Jeff D'Alessio. Making the Grade. Last month, 70 of Illinois' 701 public high schools and 305 of its 3,049 elementary and middle schools received the best possible news that can come from the Office of the State Board of Education. Their building was among the top performers in all the land of Lincoln in 2024-25. 11 area schools made the exemplary cut, 4 of them for the first time in 7 years. In the seven years that state-issued report cards have included a one-adjective designation. 72% of the area's 145 schools finished in the second-highest group, commendable, while 29 others landed in the 3 needs improvement categories, targeted, 21, comprehensive, 7, and intensive, 1. Today, in our third annual special report card-themed edition of Meeting Minutes and More, editor Jeff D'Alessio chronicles how the cream of the crop across a slew of categories did it and presents other numbers of note. For much more, head to newsgazette.com. This feature is a large one, but it starts with Cisna Park Junior High and Senior High. Students, 63 at the junior high, 96 at the senior high. Teachers, 4 at the junior high, 11 at the senior high. Exemplary report cards, 3 apiece. High 5. Just 3 months in, this school year has already been one for the history books for the proud Iroquois County District. In the span of 17 days, the high school volleyball team won the Timberwolves' first state title, and the district became the first in the area with all 3 schools bringing home multiple exemplary report cards since the state began summarizing performances in a single word in 2018. The elementary school did it in 2019 and 20, the junior high each of the past 3 years, the senior high in 2019, 20, and 25. Not in my wildest dreams could I have scripted this day any better than it played out, says Rachel Herleman, the principal at both the junior and senior high. We cannot be prouder of our school and students. Their accomplishments serve as an inspiration to the entire educational community and families and showcase what can be achieved when talent meets determination and proper support. Number 2. Among Herleman's favorite report card findings at the senior high, a chronic absenteeism rate that dropped from 26.9% to 14%, and 55.2% of students being proficient in math, well above the 38.4% state average. Credit from the principal to math teachers Sarah Landon and Anthony Videca, our reigning all-area girls basketball coach of the year, for their work enhancing the curriculum and implementing new programs that have gotten results. Number 3. At Cisna Park, our students respect their teachers, and more importantly, our teachers respect our students, says Katie Cornelius, who's in her 10th year as a resource teacher at the junior and senior highs. This has proven to be a recipe for success at CP. It's not just her opinion, either. 2 other teachers referenced respectful students as a highlight of the job, along with small class sizes, Tom Zielke, and getting to work alongside coworkers who support one another, share ideas, and consistently go above and beyond for kids, Andrea Fuas. Number 4. You won't find high school science teacher Michaela Ebert's favorite part of teaching in the Village of 777 anywhere in the ISBE data. It's the genuine sense of community that lives in every hallway and classroom, she says. Our staff supports one another in the way that's both practical and heartfelt, whether it's collaborating on new ideas, stepping in when someone needs help, or celebrating each other's wins, big and small. Number 5, it doesn't happen often in a district with one of the area's top teacher retention rates, 100% at the junior high, 90.9% at the senior high. But one of these years, Cisna Park will bid farewell to an educator whose impact, Herleman says, has been undeniable and irreplaceable. Lynn Hasselbring has spent 26 of her 29 years in education at Cisna Park. Her primary title is Junior High English Language Arts Teacher, but she doubles as the Student Council Advisor, Yearbook and Speech Sponsor, Athletic Scoreboard Operator, and patron to every extracurricular activity involving students. The depth of Ms. Hasselbring's connection with students is demonstrated by their tradition of displaying junior high tournament trophies in her classroom, a testament to the respect and admiration she has earned from our student body, Herleman says. Mrs. Hasselbring's pending retirement in the coming years will represent a significant loss to our educational community. The next part of this meeting minutes and more is Spotlight Graduation Rates. There's a new end-of-year tradition catching on at the Piatt County High School that graduated all 21 of its seniors last spring, a handful of them leaving the stage with a diploma in one hand and a college associate degree in the other. Three members of Sarah Gordo's class of 25 took full advantage of the district's offer to reimburse students still in high school for part of their tuition if they get A's or B's in their dual-credit classes at Richland Community College. It's an opportunity to save a significant amount of money as they pursue college after high school graduation, Superintendent Emily Widener says, stressing the importance to us that the students in our small rural school have as many opportunities as possible to prepare for their futures. Last year, Sarah Gordo had 14 juniors and students enrolled in the Richland Transfer Academy, where they spend half their school day on the college's Decatur campus and can earn up to 10 credits a semester. Another 16 were enrolled in a similar program, but with a technical focus, at Normal's Heartland Community College, where they can take classes to be trained as certified nurse assistants, diesel mechanics, cosmetologists, welders, and more, Widener says. Sarah Gordo was one of two area high schools that reported a perfect graduation rate in 2024 and 25. That is absolutely a goal we strive for every year, Superintendent Emily Widener says. We have small class sizes, so our graduation percentage for state reporting can be heavily impacted by just a couple of students. The next in the profiles is Mohammed Seymour High School. Students, 1,041. Teachers, 65. Exemplary report cards, 3. High five. Number 1. There's nothing quite like watching a student walk across the stage to receive their diploma. In that moment, you see the result of an entire community investing in a child. It's one of the most rewarding parts of this work, says Chad Benedict, principal of the high school, with a 96.7% graduation rate, fourth highest in the area and well above the state average, 89%. Graduation represents the full story of a student's academic journey, years of learning, growth, setbacks, and successes. From kindergarten to senior year, it takes countless staff members and family partners working together to prepare students for their next step. Number 2. The reigning News Gazette All-Sports Champion is on quite a roll academically as well. This is exemplary report card number 3 in a row for the Bulldogs, tied for the longest active streak with Cisna Park Junior High, Prairie View Ogden Junior High, and St. Joseph Middle School. Number 3. With an enrollment of 1,041 last year, 1,070 this year, and expected to keep growing, Benedict says Mohammed Seymour is the fourth largest of Illinois, Central Illinois' 19 exemplary schools, behind Williamsville at 1,446, Dunlop at 1,411, and Washington, 1,360. Says MS math teacher Dan Ryan, "We talk a lot about blending a small school community feel with large school opportunities, and I believe Mohammed Seymour strikes a rare, unique balance there. You can experience one of the best educations in Illinois while finding your place extracurricularly, all in a school of just over 1,000 kids. Number 4. As a district, the Bulldogs ranked number 1 in the area for math growth compared to their peers statewide, 63.4%. As a school, Mohammed Seymour was number 3 of 145 in math proficiency. It's 68.3%, squashing the state average of 38.4. Number 5, Bulldog Pride Personified. As an alum myself, it means a lot to see kids genuinely excited to be Bulldogs, says social studies teacher Ryan Bosch. I'm grateful to be part of a team in a district that values the work we do, supports us in holding students to high expectations, and encourages students to rise to the moment. When everyone shares the same vision of maintaining high expectations for our kids, everything else tends to fall into place. The next in the feature spotlights is Middletown Prairie Elementary. Students, 804, teachers, 53. Exemplary report cards, 1. High five. Number 1, the most impressive thing about our building, first grade teacher Hillary O'Connell says, is our staff's faces actually light up when they see every child. Not just their kids, not just the kids who remembered their folders, all of them. It's universal. It's authentic, and it makes the whole building a place where everyone gets to shine. Adds Jana Raver, who's 12 years and change into her teaching career at the PK through 2 Muhammad School. I can honestly say that I love coming to school every morning. Number 2, so did the 804 students at what was the area's largest elementary in 2024 and 25. Middletown Prairie's chronic absenteeism rate, 5.8%, was second lowest across the area last year. Its average daily student count, 95.6%, was sixth highest. Number 3, what was an admin team of 2 in 2023 and 24 grew to 3 in 24-25 when Caitlin Schroeder, hired to fill the new Dean of Students role, joined Principal Ryan Martin and new Assistant Principal Tracy Beecher. Their impact has been immediate and meaningful, Martin says. They have taken the lead in key areas of the building, particularly around data-driven instruction, and their contributions in just 1 year have been eye-opening. Number 4. Stats worth celebrating for all 4 exemplary schools in the Muhammad Seymour District. Year-over-year student growth rates of 63.4% in math, tops in the area, and 56.7% in English Language Arts, fifth best, compared to their peers statewide. It came following a data-driven shift in how we teach our youngest learners, said Martin, whose school adopted a phonics program developed by the University of Florida Literacy Institute, designed to help struggling readers in any grade. Says the principal, asking teachers, especially those with many years of experience, to shift their practices and embrace new instructional approaches is not easy, but this staff consistently puts students first. Number 5. In the climate survey portion of its report card, Middletown Prairie scored the highest for involved families. That's no surprise to second grade teacher Kristen Deere. What makes me proudest to work at my school is the way it continues to grow while still feeling like a small connected community. We build deep relationships with students and families, and those bonds often last long after children leave our classrooms. The next feature profile is Lincoln Trail Elementary. Students, 794. Teachers, 43. Exemplary report cards, 1. High five. Number 1, what a year earlier was a district with a problematic chronic absenteeism rate of 21.1% is now a district with a rate of 11.9%, more than twice as low as the state average, 25.4. While I am proud of every statistic our staff and students worked so hard to achieve, the number I am most proud of is the number of students that are chronically absent, said Lincoln Trail Principal Megan Hunter, whose building's rate dropped from 13.5% to 7.7%. I wish it was less, but this has been a huge group effort by every single person in our building and across the district. Number 2. This is Lincoln Trail's first exemplary report card, a distinction shared by just 26 of the area's 145 public schools, including its 3 district neighbors. Other one-timers across the area: Bismarck Henning Elementary, Cerro Gordo Elementary, Leroy High School, PVO North and South, Tuscola High School, Villa Grove Elementary, Watseka Junior High, and White Heath Elementary. Number 3, at Lincoln Trail, which houses kids from grades 3 to 5, we work like a village, lift each other up, and make school a place students and adults are excited to walk into every day, says Christine Rousseau, striking a similar tone as fellow fourth grade teacher Lindsay Denault. Our school is filled with dedicated teachers, paraprofessionals, custodians, office staff, food service workers, and so many others who show up with one shared purpose, supporting kids. Number 4. Muhammad Seymour is the head of the area class for year-over-year math growth, outperforming 63.4% of its peers. Leading the way, Lincoln Trail at 65%, followed by the junior high at 62.3% and the high school at 55.2%. Not only is Muhammad Seymour the first area district to bat 1,000 in the same year on exemplary report cards, it's also home to the area's 4 largest schools to finish in the top tier. This fall's enrollment figures are different from the ones at the top of each capsule, but like the report card data are from 24-25. The new numbers have the high school at 1,070 students, trailing only Central, Centennial, Danville, and Rentoul. The junior high at 806, Lincoln Trail at 795, making it the largest elementary, and Middletown Prairie at 735. The next profile is Muhammad Seymour Junior High. Students 802, teachers 51, exemplary report cards 1. High five. Number 1, around here, just 2 of 145 public schools finished among the area top 10 in English language arts proficiency, math proficiency, and science proficiency. Muhammad Seymour High School and Muhammad Seymour Junior High. The latter annihilated the state average in all 3 subject areas. Subjects: 73.8% in ELA, state average 52.4, 69.3% in science, state average 44.6, and 59.3% in math, state average 38.4. Number 2, says 2001 Muhammad Seymour grad Derek Halfar, who teaches 8th grade social studies here, "Incredible things happen when students lift each other up. Teachers lean on one another, administrators stand behind their teachers, and parents rally around our schools." Number 3, who needs a fancy new building to do A-plus work? Apparently not the students and staff at cramped Muhammad Seymour Junior High, who received their first exemplary report card 1 year after the latest building referendum struck out on election day. Number 4, District Superintendent Kenny Lee was most pleased to see across-the-board increases in attendance from the last round of report cards to this one, after our buildings attacked chronic absenteeism with a laser-like focus. The junior high posted the best results of the bunch, with chronic absenteeism falling from 27.6% in 2023-24 to 13.2% in 24-25. Chris Snodgrass sure is going to miss this place. "I don't live in Muhammad and have to drive a half hour each way every day, but there is no other school that I would rather work at," says the 8th grade math teacher. "I started teaching at MSJH in 1999 from a bank in Champaign. I was so excited to teach at the wrestling school of my era. My 2 favorite things about our school are the secretaries, current and from when I started, because they have always been supportive and willing to listen. Another would be our super determined and highly motivated students. Teaching can be a difficult job, but when you have students that want to learn, it makes your job easier. With retirement on my horizon, I will miss those things more than any other." The next in the spotlights is PVO Junior High and North Elementary. Students, 68 at the junior high, 81 at the elementary. Teachers, 6 apiece. Exemplary report cards, 6 for the junior high, 1 for the elementary. High five. Number 1, welcome to Club Exemplary, PVO North. It's a familiar spot for the district's other 2 schools, PVO South Elementary, a 2022 honoree, and PVO Junior High, deemed exemplary in 2018, 19, 20, 23, 24, and 25, tied for tops in the area. ISBE took a COVID year in 2021, skipping designations. Chronic truancy, number two, chronic truancy and absenteeism are not part of the vocabulary in Flatville, home to the junior high, Royal, North, or Ogden, South. Of 145 area public schools issued report cards by the state, PVO Junior High posted the top teacher attendance score, 94.4% missed fewer than 10 days of work in 2024-25, and PVO South led the area in student attendance. They were all in the building 96.5% of the time. Number two in the area, student attendance, PVO North, 96.1%. Number four, PVO Junior High, 95.8%. Number three, it may not pay what the bigger districts do, but PVO is no stepping stone job for teachers. Exhibit A, 26-year PE teacher and former Homer mayor, Jeremy Richards, who says he's never once thought about leaving the district to teach somewhere else. The students, the families, the small town closeness, it's everything a teacher is looking for. Exhibit B, 10th-year junior high teacher Tracy Mathis, who's very proud to work at PVO, because I am also a former K-8 student of this district. I attended Prairie View many, many years ago before consolidation. I received a fantastic education and have always been grateful for my experience and the people that helped me during my time at PVO. In fact, when I started teaching here, some of my own teachers were still working in the district, and that was really special. My own children now attend this district, and we're fortunate enough to have a few of my former teachers as their teachers, too. Number four, one of Kylie Miller's favorite parts about teaching in Flatville happened just the other day. Each month, we have a Student of the Month assembly where we highlight two students who go above and beyond. It's an opportunity to showcase all the amazing things that are happening at PVO, whether it's for academic excellence, spotlighting a student's character, or simply bragging on how they contribute to our awesome school environment. It's truly incredible watching not only the nominees' reactions, but also the two who are chosen just light up with excitement. It's always a great day to get to brag on our awesome kiddos. Number five, no area school can match PVO Junior High in English Language Arts proficiency, which at 86.4% is more than 30 points better than the state average. For that, assistant principal slash math teacher Allison Bork says, teachers throughout the district deserve a big chunk of the credit. PVO students are blessed with the best teachers starting in kindergarten, she says. Most of these students truly grow up together, having the same students in their small classes for the majority of their elementary years. While this comes with pros and cons, it creates a community that is incredibly difficult to mimic in larger school districts. When they reach junior high, we continue to build upon this community, carefully crafting a culture where it is cool to achieve. Our kids are aware of the legacy of academic achievement that PVO has, and they truly want to maintain it. The focus on junior high is certainly high rigor, but also high support for students. We are always looking at growth, sharing successes with individual students as often as we can. What I am most proud of the effort made by our amazing staff and students to try to make everyone feel at home each day. Next profile is Monticello High School. Students, 481. Teachers, 36. Exemplary report cards, 6. High five. Number 1. One theory on the secret to Monticello's success. It's the sage spirit, baby, says high school English teacher Casey Crowhurst. Nothing compares to the pride we have in our community. From my second grader to high school gym namesake Buzz Sievers, we know deep in our hearts that it's a great day to be a sage. Number 2. After 1 year as a commendable school, Monticello is back on familiar ground. Its exemplary showing is number 6 in 7 report cards, tied for number 1 in the area. The sages, along with Cisna Park, Muhammad Seymour, and St. Joseph Ogden, also did this part of the state proud. The 4 area high schools were among 19 of 45 Central Illinois counties to earn exemplary status. The majority of the 70 top-ranked high schools statewide hailed from Northern Illinois. Other Central Illinois counties with 2 exemplaries apiece, Macon in Maroa, Forsyth, and Mount Zion, McLean, Lexington, and Tri-Valley, and Sangamon, Rochester, and Williamsville. Number 3. up across the board to levels that exceed the state average by a mile. Proficiency in language arts, 67.9%, 52.4 is the state average. Math, 50.9%, 38.4 is the state average. And science, 66%, with 44.6 is the state average. The 3-for-3 effort made Principal Travis Corson's day. We pride ourselves on the type of graduate that comes from Monticello High School. We believe that our graduates will be very marketable in the path they choose, whether that's attending a university or college, a trade school, enlisting in the military, or heading straight to the workforce. Our students are going to have the skills needed to be successful in these areas. Number 4, Mohammed Seymour's graduation rates the past 5 years, 98.0%, 98.4%, 99.1%, 98.1%, and per its latest report card, 99.2%, tops among area high schools with senior classes larger than 35. Number 5, doubly encouraging to Corson, a 1989 Monticello grad in his fourth year leading his alma mater after 2 decades in Urbana, that 95.3% of Monticello's ninth graders are on the right track, which ISBE defines as freshmen who've earned at least 5 full-year course credits and don't have more than 1 semester F in English, math, science, or social science. Year in and year out, our graduation rate is high. Our ninth grade on-track percentage fluctuates a bit from year to year. This tells us that we don't lose students during their 4 years with us, he says. Here at Monticello High School, we work hard to ensure every student has the support and resources needed to be confident and successful in a rigorous academic program, which results in earning the necessary credits for graduation. Spotlight: proficiency in core courses. Science: what's the secret to Bement High School's success? Science teacher Melissa Miles explains, I have always worked hard to create a balance of high expectations, encouraging a stable work ethic, and at the same time, acknowledging who each student is as an individual person. As teachers, we must develop both their mind and their heart. In our high school science courses, I don't have a unique approach. I simply do my best to help each student understand concepts, apply those concepts in various ways, and bring in examples of how our world is being impacted by them. Establishing a good rapport through humor and honesty with students is also critical. Here at Bement Schools, both our staff and students are supportive of one another. I am blessed to be a part of it. English Language Arts: what's the secret to Gibson City Melvin Sibley Middle School's success? President Kent Nash explains, our achievement in ranking among the top 5 schools for ELA proficiency is a direct result of the dedication shown by our great students, supportive community, and talented teachers. The district's recent focus on increasing academic rigor across all grade levels has created a foundational trickle-up effect, leading to these high scores. Last year, the middle school started a school-wide initiative centered on the Claim, Evidence, and Reasoning, CER, method, which has successfully enhanced our students' critical thinking and writing skills. And we will take a short break now and return with the second half hour of your News Gazette, dated Friday, November 28th, 2025. Please stay tuned.